Hotel K Mobile.
D3B requesting a radio check.
KJ4,
CQD Mobile. Yes, sir, I'm getting real. I normally on the Spartanburg repeater, I'm getting terrible noise, but only on the Spartanburg repeater.
Repeater broke.
Talking fine, I can't figure it out. Appreciate your comeback, 73.
CQD.
KO4PXB.
4PXB, KN4VWA. Is that that new general?
Here it is.
It's Steve.
I definitely recognize the voice. I'm doing good. Had to put the PTSD back in the box during lunchtime, but other than that, I'm definitely doing good now.
Hopefully you got it all under control and marching in lockstep in the direction you wanted to go.
Yes, sir, I do. I was at Arby's for lunch, and I got the ranch and Swiss sandwich, and of course, just like anyone else, they buy it off of the advertisement, and because it looked good, but when I got it, it was just so horrible and disorganized that, and so I asked the manager to come over and look at this compared to the picture, and literally snatched it out of my hand. Well, what else do you want then? I was like, oh. So I had to step back away and go to my table and sit and relax a few seconds.
Proper response in that situation is a refund for fraud and just let it go at that and go somewhere else.
Yeah, that is truly unfortunate. That's why, I mean, a lot of places do that. They'll sit there and make the advertisement of what you want very pretty, but when you get it, it's like, this is definitely not what your advertisement looks like.
You say?
The Arby's on Asheville Highway.
Boy, yeah. Yeah, that whole strip right through there is... Well, let's put it this way. The quality of workmanship anywhere along that little area along Asheville Highway is so bad that even the KFC couldn't make it there. Matter of fact, did they ever get the KFC open again? It's kind of right in that area.
Yes, that KFC is open again.
They're doing something to where they can do a good enough job to make a profit. Well, in the meantime, let's speak of other culinary delights. I am braving Woodruff Road. I am at Batesville Road and Woodruff Road, trying to go north towards town to get towards the Bonefish Grill. Now, if I can get in there, I might enjoy a little meal, but getting there is the challenge.
It's definitely true. I installed the traffic report, and it's pretty much at a stop everywhere.
Towards Greenville, the traffic's not too bad. It's moving just fine, but I just crossed over the Batesville Road intersection, and it's backed up about, looks like, a little over, it might even be a half mile.
Yeah, I'm on Highway 14, right across the bridge. I'm just short of the new fire station they built.
So how bad does it look going back in towards Greenville? That's what I'm doing.
I'll put it this way. I'm sitting on the bridge, absolutely going nowhere.
I start humming that little song from Jeopardy. Do, 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 do. And I grit my teeth and just grin and bear it.
Definitely the way to do it, because the traffic behind me is probably, it's backed up from that new fire station all the way past the hospital and it's backed up to the from the new fire station to the light.
The rest of the story, that's exactly why I didn't come down that way. I live in Inman, so I came down 357 and went Brockman McClyman behind the BMW plant, crossed over 85, which was a breeze, and picked up 146 Woodruff Road, and I'm trying to... I know it's going to get thick once I get up there close. But, anyhow, anywhere from Highway 14, BMW plant on in towards Pelham Road, I avoid it like the Black Plague.
Yep, that is definitely a smart thing to do. I have a question, though, about ham radio stuff. I guess because if you want to go this route for the setting up just a ham shack for listening and monitoring, but why would somebody spend over $1,100 for just a receiver compared to a transceiver?
Some specialized radios out there that they're generally hard to get your hands on, and they run about that kind of money new, and they have extremely sensitive receivers in them. And if you put up the proper beverage antenna, which is specifically strictly for listening, you can pick up some very, very, very weak, distant stations. And some folks like to listen on that radio and then transmit on the other, especially when they're doing split frequency transmitting. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you covered split in your general, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Not only the sensitivity and picking up weak signals, but also it aids in having a separate radio to listen and work your split with a separate radio, and you can maneuver and use the functions on either one very, very rapidly. So it can be fun.
Yep, so that was definitely the thing that they said to be very mindful of when you're doing that, where you're actually not talking on the receiving, but you're talking on the transmit, because it said you'll get fussed at pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, and see, generally, the SWR, if I'm not mistaken, the SWR on a beverage antenna, you're not going to really be able to transmit on anyhow.
Yep. I'll put it this way. I just don't have $1,100 just to get a receiver. So I'd rather definitely use the money, what I have when I find one, to actually get one that I can talk and listen on.
Tell you what, right now, I know where there's a Yaesu FT950 that is in exceptionally good condition, really nice radio. It's full HF that you could pick up pretty cheap. And you could work your splits on it. You could do just about anything that you want to do on it.
So I hear we have a new general. Does the new general have his HF rig yet?
Sir, I do not. It's KO4PXB.
I'll remember that while driving in traffic, but congratulations.
Sir, appreciate it. That and said I got it, work on getting the antenna, because I kind of want to have both those in coordinated effect. That way I'm not just looking at a radio in a box, and so that way I'm going to look at getting the antenna, because definitely getting the antenna up and then to be able to have the radio hooked into it and then go from there.
Okay. One other question, I'll let you get back to it. Do you have any property room? I mean, can you put up a big antenna, or are you HOA'd?
Roger, I am in HOA jail.
Calling KJ-4CTD.
What just happened there, Lloyd? Being in an HOA restricts you in a big way. Do you have any trees on your property?
Yes, I have trees on the side of my yard, and that way they can be hidden in there very well. Because I just got to make it where it's going from the trees into the gutter, and then figuring out how to get it into the house, or just get it to the house and then take it in through one of the vents and then up through the floor.
I'll tell you what, 99% of the time, those HOAs don't want to see a tower. They don't want to see a big 8-element rotating 33-foot Mosley like I got. I'm very fortunate. I live on 6 acres, and I'm not in an HOA, and I do whatever I want. So, but in your case, there's all sorts of different avenues. I know of a way right now. You could have yourself a fine station fully set up for around $650, full HF.
Oh, do tell. But you said that's without antenna?
No, sir, that's with antenna.
Well, is it something you have or is it somebody else?
Well, I have a used HF rig that I would let go to help get you started. And these things, you generally go for $600 to $700 used. Now, we'll talk business offline, but if you go, you're familiar with QRZ, right?
Yeah.
On QRZ, and you'll see my email address. Email me, and I'll get your email address, and in that way, through email, we can swap phone numbers, and I can give you details as to what, you know, the setup could be, and what I'm talking about would be with a brand spanking new antenna. If you've got 133 feet from the front of your property to the rear, and one tree in about the center of that area, I believe we could get you set up, and nobody in the neighborhood would ever know that you've got an antenna.
Yep, I'll definitely find out what the footage from the front to the back, because I have a fence in the backyard, and I got all kind of Leland cypress going along the edge and some other trees going along perimeter. I got all kind of trees going down the fence line. So the unit comes with a power supply itself, or...
No, it does not. No, it does not. But you can get a power supply. You know, I didn't even think about the power supply. That's the only thing that you would not have that you would need to get you going. But you can get a good used power supply for about, $75 or $100.
Antenna he's thinking about giving him. I would recommend the Carolina Wyndham. They're easy to hide if he's got the space for that. And, Lloyd, I think is your name. You got a lot of pool batteries.
The only ones that I have are the ones that I'm using. I don't have any bad ones, or the ones that I don't use pretty much every day or two or three times.
Was asked what type of antenna was I thinking of, and Lloyd, more than likely your house is going to sit a little further back from the front of your lot than it does on the back. So what I'm thinking about is, if you've got a tree of moderate height, I have, and it's not for sale, but I have a Maxcon OCF wire antenna, and that's an off-center fed inverted V, and it really works well. I'd invite you up to come and see it and try it out. Matter of fact, you could just come up and try out the radio. So, and that wire is black, and you could string it from the front of your property to the back, as long as you got trees along that property line, nobody would ever see the antenna.
Talking about the tool batteries, because for my QRP rig, came across a nifty little, I used DeWalt batteries for work, the 20 volts, and I ran for 12 hours on the QRP rig before the battery even started getting low. So, but that's QRP, that's a lot less power. KJ4CTD.
Look me up on QRZ, and I'm KN4VWA, and, you know, it wouldn't be bad just to come up and explore the possibilities and see some setups. And I could take you over to some other friends' houses, let you see their setups. And as a matter of fact, there's one more type of setup that does fairly well that you could put in your attic called a bazooka. So there's all sorts of different ways that you can have good antennas in HOA areas. So look me up on QRZ, shoot me an email, bud.
Sir, I certainly will. I appreciate all the good information. That way, yeah, I'm definitely looking to get one. That way I can definitely utilize my license. And right now I started watching the videos for the extras. So when I get comfortable with that, I'm going to bite the bullet and do that too.
Well, I just made it over here to the Bonefish Grill. And I'm going in to have a nice little Christmas dinner with the South Carolina DX Association. And I will say, please be careful going home. It's not the time of the year to have some ding-dong rear end you or something of that nature, so be careful. And I will talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after your final.
Please be careful, enjoy your meal. Yeah, I was invited to that today. But I got a meeting with the foster care worker for the little girl that we have, and then I got a meeting back in Greer at 6:30, so my day's still going to be busy. Definitely enjoy your meal, KO4PXB.
Where do you live in?
Do you know where Holly Tree Golf Course is on Highway 14?
South area. I'm drawing a blank.
The 417 side of Highway 14. Close to the YMCA that's on Highway 14.
Okay. I'm up on the other end. I'm up near 414 off of 14.
Yep, my house is the only one in Holly Tree Plantation that faces the road.
Yeah, I don't go that far south normally. On 14. But yeah, I'm halfway between Greer and Landrum.
Yep, you're definitely on the other end. When shortly after me and my wife moved there, we were always getting fussed at by the security that they have in the subdivision, that my children were walking on the road, and of course, which is a public road, that they're going, you know, what are you doing in here? And they were going to the swimming pool that we had membership for, and they were told, well, that house is not in Highway 14. And so I told them through the president that if I hear that again, I want my money back, because I'm paying HOA dues, and you're telling me my house is not in that HOA, but I'm behind each barrier of the one that says Holly Tree.
No, that's terrible. Anyway, I have destinated, so it was good talking to you, and congrats on becoming a general. And 73, KJ4CTD.
All right, sir. Enjoy the rest of your evening, KO4PXB.
PXB, KF4NXY, David.
All right, go ahead, David.
Yes, sir. I've been kind of listening a little bit. I believe your name's Lloyd.
Sir, it is Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Well, I think think from what I was hearing, you just got your general license. I wanted to congratulate you on that.
All right, sir, I appreciate it. Yeah, I was watching I took the online class for like 8 weeks with the Gary that does all this, the ones, and then I did the review question pools, and so I just missed one question, so definitely did pretty well at it, and didn't take too long to take.
I heard about them doing that. I'm kind of hoping, maybe sometime in the future they'll do that with the extra, because I've been a general for a while and I'd like to move on to the extra, but I've looked at some of the material on that and it's a little rough for my little brain at the moment.
Definitely the best thing to do is get on YouTube and watch those extra Zoom sessions or the videos you want to get to understand it, and then you can also go on the ARRL and create you a login for the training sessions, and you can take the practice test as many times you want to for each one of the classes.
Good idea. I didn't know about the ARRL thing, and that's a good thought on the YouTube. I've used YouTube to learn how to work on my ride mower and other stuff around here. So that's a good idea on the YouTube.
Yep, you can definitely get some good, and you can also get some bad information from YouTube. But it definitely helped out when I was doing my classes, and then I just rewatched them multiple times when I was doing the general class. I just watched them multiple times over and then just started taking the practice test. And the biggest thing that people keep telling me, that regardless of what level you're at with your ham license, practice what you learned in that book, because it really makes no sense to just sit there and practice taking the test and not applying what you learned.
Well, that's true. You need to put some of that, to work. I'm out here in the country, so I don't have to worry about an HOA, and I've got all to put them on my QRZ page. I just never have got around to it. But anyway, like they were telling you earlier, there's all kind of different things you can do, different wire antennas you can set up to kind of deal with the HOA where they won't see what you're doing.
Definitely what I'm going to look into is, like I said, in the process of doing that, I'm going to go ahead and get the grounding system put in. That way the system's protected from when storms come around or just general electric running through it.
I've got my tower grounded, and I don't really have any of my antennas that are up higher than trees that are in the area, so I've been here well over 20 years and never had anything run in on my equipment yet, so I've been right fortunate with that.
It's definitely good that you've never had anything run in on your system, because they can definitely get expensive repairing them. And when I originally took my technician, the testing center was out there below in Spartanburg, out there, and almost like you go into a Fairwood Glendale, and now they moved on to Ashwa Highway, and then one of the old, it was a beauty shop that they took over that, and it's definitely nice now they've got, and what gave it away is the big high antenna, so it was definitely easy to find off of Ashwa Highway.
Good that you found a testing group that you know where they're going to be when you get to the level where you're ready to take the test. You know a group's going to be giving the test. I took my first one at a ham fest over in Union years and years ago, and then I took the general at the Red Cross building with the Blue Ridge Club. And like I say, I need to buckle down and get to studying on the extra, because I'd like to go ahead and move on up. Sometimes there's some activity in the extra part of the man that I'd like to get in, you know, be able to get in there and talk to them.
Yep, that'll definitely be an interesting thing to do to get to that point. All right, it's KO4PXB. I'm fixing to go inside and get my daughter from daycare. So I will definitely say 73 until another time.
I enjoy talking to you, and hopefully, you know, you'll get set up on HF pretty soon. And when you do, if you wind up being, I'm a bit of a night owl sometimes, you can always find some guys on 75 meters even at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the morning. KF4 NXY.
4CBA Mobile.
KF4 NXY, David.
NXY, KB4 CBA. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Are you the fellow that plays tennis?
Among other things, I'm going to my one of my grandsons has a basketball game, and it's actually a tournament, I think, in Powdersville. So I'm headed over there. I'm wanting to go to the DX club supper tonight at, I think it's Bonefish, but it's at the same time. So family first.
Heard somebody talking a little while ago. They had that's where they were going, was the Bonefish Grill, I assume, for Father's supper, DX supper. And Lloyd was picking up his daughter at school, I think. And anyway, and when I heard you in there, I figured you were going to or coming back from playing tennis.
Yeah, I play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights usually, and but I haven't had rain the last three Wednesdays. Looks like it's going to rain again next Wednesday, so anyway, but that's just the way it goes. I don't usually play on Thursday, but I wouldn't mind playing. If I could get something set up, that's the hard part.
I tried playing racquetball years ago, and that was a little too tiresome for me. So I'm way too sedentary, I think's the word. I don't get out and get enough exercise. So I do admire you for that. That's good that you're doing that three times a week.
CPA. Well, I would like to play more, but and I was playing up to six and seven times a week, but my body let me know that it didn't like that, so I had to cut back. It got a little bit too difficult for me to do, and so since I've cut it basically in half, I'm still getting, you know, a good bit of exercise. And because each time I go out, we play for at least an hour and a half. And it's a good workout, so not much standing around.
You sound like a really good workout. Well, I just want to jump in there and say hello to you. You have a good evening. Be careful out there. It's starting to get dark, and we just got in from running some errands, and traffic was getting pretty heavy around Simpsonville anyway, so enjoy talking to you. You have a good evening. KF4NXY.
Same, good talk to you, and enjoy your evening. 73's KB4CPA Mobile.